For tonight's message, the message in English, which has the title, God's Message of Encouragement, I want to read a word, and it's a beautiful word, and I think that we will enjoy this word tonight. So the word that I'm talking about here, the word that God put on my heart tonight, you'll find it written in the book of the prophet Haggai, chapter 2, and we'll start from verse 4 to 9. So if you have your Bibles with you, I'll invite you to open them up to Haggai chapter 2, 4 to 9. We read the word of God. But now the Lord says, be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people still left in the land. And now get to work, for I am with you, says the Lord of heaven's armies. My spirit remains among you, just as I promised when you came out of Egypt. So do not be afraid. For this is what the Lord of heaven's armies says. In just a little while, I will again shake the heavens and the earth, the oceans and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will be brought to this temple. I will fill this place with glory, says the Lord of heaven's armies. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of heaven's armies. The future glory of this temple will be greater than its past glory, says the Lord of heaven's armies. And in this place, I will bring peace. I, the Lord of heaven's armies, have spoken. Amen. What a wonderful word, and I really pray that the Lord speaks to us through this word tonight. Amen. And I really pray that that God will bring joy to this fellowship. He will bring power, courage, comfort, and I pray that he will bring the desire here to get closer and closer to him. But before we dig deeper into this passage that I just read, I want to emphasize here that, brothers and sisters, we are living the last days. Because if we take a look at the world in which we are living in, if we take a look around us, we see more and more trouble, we see a lot of pain, a lot of malice, and all these events that currently are taking place on our planet, they have a really negative impact on our lives. The pandemic, which started two and a half years ago, all these wars around us, earthquakes, floods, landslides, these earthquakes in the political world, and the list can go on and on. The world around us become worse and worse. The world around us is more agitated than ever before. And of course, the evil uses all these things for his advantage. He uses all these things against us to trouble our hearts. He wants to take away our joy and our peace from our lives, out from our families, even here from our church. And he works so hard for that. He really wants to bring at all cost a state of disorder, of dissatisfaction, of negativity in our lives, in our houses, even here inside the church, just so that we cannot enjoy our fellowships anymore. But I'm gonna stop right here with this encouraging introduction, because that's not what I'm here tonight. I'm here tonight because I have a really good message for Emmanuel Church. Brothers and sisters, we have an almighty and unchanging God. Amen? From eternity, he remained the same. He never changed. He remained a loving God, a merciful God, a God who has thoughts of peace for us, a God who promised us a future and a hope. And I want this word tonight to bring into our lives, to bring here at Emmanuel Church more courage, more trust in God, more hope, a holy desire to get closer and closer to God, a holy desire to serve our God together in unity, full-heartedly, brothers and sisters. So I really pray that the Holy Spirit touches our hearts tonight through this word. And let's start right now. Let's lift up our eyes to the rock of our salvation, who says here in verse 4 in our main text, which is also my first point tonight, Haggai 2 verse 4, but now the Lord says, be strong. I'm not telling you that, brothers and sisters. No, the Lord tells me that, and the Lord tells you that. Brothers and sisters, you have to be strong. And I really like the next phrase here, where God says, be strong, all you people still left in the land. So in a time where the enemy tries to bring us down, in a time where the enemy tries to weaken us, maybe in a time where the people around us, they are trying to intimidate us or to discourage us, exactly in those times, God comes to us and he tells us through his word, you have to be strong. And brothers and sisters, there is only one thing in this world that makes us strong, and that is our faith in God. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. And also Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. So if you are here tonight and maybe you are tired, maybe you are feeling weak, you are feeling powerless, then I really encourage you to listen to the prophet Isaiah, what he says in chapter 40, 29. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. And in verse 31, he says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And King David says, the Lord gives his people strength. So I return now to our main text of Haggai 2, where the Lord tells us, be strong, all you people. But then let's see what else he tells us here. So he says, be strong, all you people, and now get to work, for I am with you. So the one who gives us strength, the one who makes us firm and powerful, he tells us that he is with us, brothers and sisters. And he tells us much more here. He tells us that he will give us power, he will give us strength, but not just for fun. No, he tells us here, no, now I want you to go to work. So let's say all together, Lord, help us all together and in unity and full of strength to work for your glory. Amen? Amen. My second point is in verse 5 of Haggai chapter 2, where God says, this is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. And here I want you to remind you what Daniel said in 9:27. He will confirm a covenant with the many. And this enduring covenant, brothers and sisters, he made through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hebrews 7:22. By the same extent, Jesus also has become the guarantee of a better covenant. And I'm pretty sure that you all remember what Jesus said at the Last Supper when he took the cup. We heard it today morning. This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. And through Haggai, God tells us that he remains faithfully to his covenant that he made for us. And this was already my second point, short and on the spot, because that's how God's promises are. His promises are yes and amen, brothers and sisters. And then my third point here, let's stay in verse 5 because this verse tells us much more here. Actually, it's a huge and beautiful statement. Look at the second part of Haggai 2, verse 5. and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. My spirit remains among you. Brothers and sisters, do we still believe in the descent of the Holy Spirit? Do we still believe in the day of the Pentecost? We're a Pentecostal church. Do we still believe in the Father's promise? Like Jesus said in Acts 1 verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. I want to ask you here, is it possible, brothers and sisters, that we have forgotten who we are? Is it possible that in time we lost our identity? Because Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you know that you are a temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? And the Lord tells us tonight through the prophet Haggai, do not fear, my spirit remains among you. Glory to God, amen. And there is this old Romanian song who goes like this, what should I fear? What can scare me when I'm in the arms of the Lord? And that's exactly how it is. There is absolutely nothing that we have to be afraid of. We have absolutely no reason to be scared. We have absolutely no reason for despair, because the Spirit of God is in our midst. The Spirit of God is among us, brothers and sisters. And much more, He is in us, because we are a temple of God and His Spirit dwells in us. Romans 8 verse 9, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. And at my first point tonight, where we heard, be strong, if you remember, I told you that there that I really like the second part of it, where God tells us, be strong, all you people. And the same thing I want to say here at my third point, when we speak about the Spirit of God, when we speak about the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is not just for the pastors or just for a few selected people in the church. No, the Holy Spirit is for all the people. Amen. Acts 2 verse 4, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what I really wish for Emmanuel Church. That's what I'm praying for Emmanuel Church, that everybody who is present here tonight will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And I really pray for Emmanuel Church and for everybody who is present here tonight, that everybody can be able to make this personal statement like Prophet Micah, but as for me, I am filled with power with the Spirit of the Lord. Don't be afraid, says the Lord, because my Spirit is among you. My Spirit is in your midst. Glory to God. A fourth thing that I want to point out here, you'll find it in verse 7. Haggai 2, verse 7. I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord. So let's not forget tonight that the glory of God was always seen and was always present in the midst of God's people. And tonight I brought you a few examples, not all of them because there are a lot, but let's see at these examples. Exodus 16, verse 10. And as Aaron spoke to the whole community of Israel, they looked out toward the wilderness. There they could see the awesome glory of the Lord in the cloud. Exodus 24, 15, 16. Then Moses climbed up the mountain, and the cloud covered it. And the glory of the Lord settled down on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. Exodus 30, 34. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle, and the glory of God filled the tabernacle. And then later on, Solomon built a temple, right? And look what we read in 1 Kings 8, 10 to 11. When the priests came out of the holy place, a thick cloud filled the temple of the Lord. The priests could not continue their service because of the cloud, for the glorious presence of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord. And now I have two more examples, and now I want you to focus on the people that were present there, okay? So let's see what these people did when they saw the glory of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7, 1 to 3. When Solomon finished praying, fire flashed down from heaven and burned up the burnt offerings and sacrifices, and the glorious presence of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glorious presence of the Lord filled it. When all the people of Israel saw the fire coming down and the glorious presence of the Lord filling the temple, now listen to that, they fell face down on the ground and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, He is good. His faithful love endures forever. And one more, Ezekiel 44:4, I looked and saw the glory of the Lord fill the temple of the Lord, and I fell face down to the ground. Did you get it? So all these people who saw the glory of the Lord, what was the first thing that they did? They fell face down to the ground. Interesting, right? Why did they do that? What's the reason? Well, because in the house of the Lord, brothers and sisters, in the presence of the Lord, God's people must humble themselves. And this is the reason why they fell face down to the ground. Here in this place, where the glory of God is present, we have to humble ourselves, brothers and sisters. We have to worship Him, and we have to praise Him with all of our heart. And we see that at the first church, the church of the new covenant. Here we can really see that we have an unchanging God, that God never changed because He answered them exactly in the same way. Acts 2 verse 1. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues, in other languages, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. And that's what God tells us tonight through prophet Haggai. I will fill this house with glory. And then look what he continues in our verse 9. The future glory of this temple will be greater than its past glory. Psalm 96, verse 6. Strength and glory are in this sanctuary. And also King David says in Psalm 26, Lord, I love the house where you live and the place where your glory dwells. Brothers and sisters, if we believe in the presence of the Lord in this place, we have to believe also in the presence of His glory in this place, because He lives in glory. And in the absence of it, in the absence of glory, He is not present in this place. So, the Lord is present in this place. He filled this house with His glory. And now Apostle Paul comes in Ephesians 3:16 and says, I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. And in verse 19, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand it fully. So here in His presence, here in the presence of the glory of God, we strengthen our souls, we receive the power through His Spirit, and much more than that, here in His presence, we get to experience the love of Christ, which is too great for us to understand it fully. And After all this, after we experience all these things, brothers and sisters, then I guarantee you that there will be harmony in this place. I guarantee you there will be peace in this place. I guarantee you there will be joy in this place, and we will have beautiful and wonderful fellowships. Amen? And we have to do everything what stands in our power, that the glory of God will not go away, but will be present here in our midst. Because Paul continues to say in verse 21, to him be the glory, were in the church and in Christ. And now listen to that. To all generation forever and ever. That means also to our generation, also in our time, forever and ever, brothers and sisters. The glory of God has to fill the house of God. Lord, fill this place where we are gathered with your glory. And Lord, help us all, help Emmanuel Church to see your glory. Amen. And my fifth and last point, we'll find it in verse 9 of Haggai chapter 2, where God says, in this place, I will bring peace. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I ask you, do we need peace? Do we need peace here in the United States where we're living? Yes. By the way, China is pretty mad at the U.S. because Pelosi visited Taiwan. So do we need peace here in the United States? Yes. Do we need peace in our families? Yes. But what about here at church where we are so different characters? Most of us, we came from different parts of Romania, different parts of Europe. Do we need peace here at our church, brothers and sisters? Well, God promised us that he will bring peace in this place, brothers and sisters. And when God brings peace, it's not any kind of peace. You know, President Biden, Trump, Bill Gates, they cannot give you this peace that comes from God. No, only God can give you this peace. And of course, here now I have to read Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. When you have true peace in your heart, when you have the peace that comes from our God, then I tell you what, the earth and the mountains, they can be shaken. The hills, they can disappear. You will be not afraid. Even if you are in the valley, you are not afraid. And why? Because you have the peace that comes from God. You have the peace that Apostle Paul speaks about in Philippians 4, verse 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you have this peace in your heart, only then, brothers and sisters, only then you can live in peace with your people around you. Only then, when we have the peace of God in our hearts, only then we can live here in peace at our church. And only then we can say like David, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. And I want to close here tonight, and I want to encourage all of you to have this peace in your heart that comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because that's the best peace. He gives the best peace because he is the Prince of it, brothers and sisters. And it's not only Apostle Paul's, but it's also my wish and my prayer tonight for Emmanuel Church. Make every effort to keep yourself united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. Amen? God says, in this place, I will bring peace. God promised us, in this place, I will bring peace. So from today on, let's call this place a place where you can find peace, a place where you can see the glory of God, a place filled with the Spirit of God, and a place where God speaks to us and tells us, be strong, be not afraid, for I am with you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and God help us to become people after his own image and after his own heart. Amen. God bless you.